Rulemaking in administrative law. Rulemaking is a core function of administrative agencies, enabling them to fulfill their statutory responsibilities by creating new regulations or amending existing ones. This process is essential for the implementation of laws and policies affecting nearly every aspect of society, from environmental protection to workplace safety, financial regulation, and healthcare. Notice and comment. Rulemaking under the Administrative Procedure Act, APA. The Administrative Procedure Act, APA, establishes the framework for federal rulemaking, particularly the notice and comment process, which is the most common method used by agencies. This process is designed to enhance democratic participation, transparency, and accountability in the regulatory process. 1. Proposal stage. The proposal stage marks the inception of the regulatory process, where the groundwork for potential regulatory action is laid. This stage is critical because it sets the direction and scope of the rulemaking effort, addressing the need for new regulations or amendments to adapt to changing circumstances, legal requirements, or societal needs. Let's delve deeper into the factors that may trigger the proposal stage and the processes involved. Legislative mandates. Often, the need for a new regulation or an amendment originates from legislative mandates. When Congress passes a law, it may not include all the detailed provisions necessary for its implementation. Instead, it delegates authority to administrative agencies, directing them to develop regulations that fulfill the law's objectives. This delegation is a recognition of the agency's expertise in the specific field and its ability to address complex issues through a specialized regulatory approach. The agency's task, therefore, is to interpret the legislative mandate and propose regulations that effectively translate legislative intent into practical, enforceable rules. Court decisions. Judicial rulings can also prompt the proposal stage. Courts may interpret existing laws in ways that necessitate regulatory adjustments, either by highlighting areas where regulations lack clarity, are inconsistent with statutory language, or fail to protect public interests as intended. A court decision might invalidate a part of an existing regulation, requiring the agency to amend it to comply with the legal interpretation provided by the judiciary. This dynamic interaction between the branches of government ensures that regulations remain within the bounds of the law and effectively serve their intended purposes. Petitions from interested parties. Agencies may receive petitions from individuals, organizations, industry groups, or public interest entities requesting the initiation of rulemaking to address specific issues. These petitions can highlight emerging problems, unintended consequences of existing regulations, areas needing clarification, or advancements in technology that require regulatory adaptation. Agencies are typically required to consider these petitions and respond, determining whether to initiate rulemaking based on the merits of the issues raised. This mechanism allows for public involvement in the regulatory process, ensuring that the perspectives and needs of various stakeholders are considered. Agency initiative. Agencies may initiate rulemaking based on new information, emerging issues, or evolving societal needs that come to their attention through research, reports, or other means. This proactive approach allows agencies to stay ahead of developments that may impact the effectiveness of existing regulations or identify areas where new regulations are needed to protect the public, environment, or economy. Agency initiative reflects the expertise and forward-looking nature of regulatory bodies, enabling them to respond to challenges and opportunities in their respective domains. Process involved. Once the need for a new regulation or amendment is identified, the agency undertakes a series of preliminary steps to develop a proposal. This often involves internal reviews, stakeholder consultations, and impact analyses to ensure the proposed regulation is necessary, effective, and aligned with the agency's statutory authority.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
The agency may also assess the economic, environmental, and social impacts of the proposed rule to ensure that its benefits justify its costs. This preparatory work is crucial for laying a solid foundation for the rulemaking process, as it informs the drafting of the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM, setting the stage for public participation and further development of the rule. The proposal stage, therefore, is not merely a bureaucratic step, but a vital phase of policy formulation that integrates legal mandates, public input, and expert judgment to address the complex challenges and responsibilities entrusted to administrative agencies. 2. Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM. The Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM, represents a pivotal moment in the administrative rulemaking process. It serves as the formal announcement to the public and interested stakeholders that an agency is considering regulatory action. Published in the Federal Register, the NPRM is not just an announcement, but an invitation for public participation, ensuring transparency and democratic engagement in the regulatory process. Let's break down the components and significance of the NPRM in greater detail. Components of the NPRM. 1. Text of the proposed rule. The NPRM provides the actual text of the proposed regulation, detailing the specific legal language and provisions that the agency intends to adopt. This text is the product of preliminary research, analysis, and internal deliberations within the agency. It reflects the agency's proposed approach to addressing the issue or implementing the legislative mandate that triggered the rulemaking process. 2. Statement of Basis and Purpose. This section explains the rationale behind the proposed rule. It outlines the legal and factual grounds for the regulation, including the problems it intends to solve, the policy objectives it aims to achieve, and the statutory authority under which the agency is acting. The statement of basis and purpose is crucial for understanding the context and justification of the regulatory action, providing a foundation for public comments and future legal challenges. 3. Information on public participation. The NPRM specifies how the public can engage in the rulemaking process. This includes details on how to submit written comments, the deadline for submissions, and information about any public hearings. By outlining the mechanisms for participation, the NPRM ensures that all interested parties, whether individuals, businesses, advocacy groups, or other stakeholders, have the opportunity to contribute their perspectives, data, and arguments regarding the proposed rule. 4. Deadline for comments. The NPRM sets a deadline by which public comments must be received. This deadline is critical for managing the rulemaking timeline, ensuring that the agency can consider public input in a timely manner while advancing towards finalizing the rule. The comment period is typically 30 to 60 days, but can be extended for complex or highly contentious rules to ensure adequate public participation. Significance of the NPRM. The publication of the NPRM in the Federal Register marks a transition from internal agency deliberations to a broader dialogue with the public and stakeholders. It signifies the agency's commitment to an open and participatory regulatory process, inviting scrutiny, feedback, and contributions from all interested parties. This openness serves several important functions. Ensuring transparency. The NPRM allows the public to see what the agency is proposing and why, promoting accountability and trust in the regulatory process. Facilitating public input. By detailing how to participate in the process, the NPRM ensures that diverse perspectives are considered, potentially enhancing the quality and effectiveness of the final rule. Legal and policy foundations. The statement of basis and purpose, along with the proposed rule text, lays the groundwork for legal and policy debates surrounding the regulation, both during the rulemaking process and in any subsequent challenges or litigation. In summary, the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking is a cornerstone of the administrative rulemaking process under the APA, embodying principles of transparency, participation, and reasoned decision-making. It is through the NPRM that the regulatory process opens up to the broader community, inviting input that can refine, improve, or even challenge the proposed regulatory action. 3. Public comment period. The public comment period is a critical phase in the rulemaking process, embodying the principles of democratic participation and transparency in administrative governance. It offers a structured opportunity for the public and stakeholders to engage directly with policymakers, influencing the development and finalization of regulations. Let's delve into the nuances of this period, its execution, and its importance. Execution of the public comment period. 1. Submission of comments. Agencies accept comments through various channels, including mail, email, and increasingly, through online portals designed to streamline the submission and review of public input. These technological platforms enhance accessibility, allowing for broader participation from geographically dispersed stakeholders. 2. Types of submissions. Comments range from simple expressions of support or opposition to detailed analyses accompanied by empirical data, legal arguments, and technical expertise. Businesses might submit comments on the economic impact of a rule, advocacy groups on the rule's social or environmental implications, and individuals on how the rule would affect them personally. 3. Extension of comment periods. While the typical duration is 30 to 60 days, agencies may extend the comment period for rules that are particularly complex, controversial, or if they receive requests for more time from stakeholders to prepare substantive comments. Extensions ensure that the process remains fair and inclusive, allowing adequate time for all interested parties to participate meaningfully. Importance of the public comment period. 1. Enhancing transparency and accountability. By opening proposed rules to public scrutiny, agencies demonstrate their commitment to transparency. This process holds agencies accountable, as they must consider and respond to public input before finalizing a rule. 2. Improving rule quality. Comments provide agencies with valuable insights, including potential unintended consequences, areas needing clarification, and alternative approaches. This input can lead to revisions that make the final rule more effective, practical, and equitable. 3. Incorporating diverse perspectives. The public comment period enables a broad range of stakeholders to voice their concerns and suggestions, ensuring that the regulatory process reflects a wide array of interests and expertise. This inclusivity strengthens the democratic legitimacy of the rulemaking process. 4. Creating a record. Comments become part of the rulemaking docket, creating a comprehensive record that agencies must consider in their decision-making. This record is also important for judicial review, as courts may examine the agency's responsiveness to public input and the consideration of alternatives. Challenges and considerations. 1. Volume of comments. High-profile rulemakings can generate thousands or even millions of comments, posing significant challenges for agencies in terms of review and analysis. Agencies may employ software and other tools to categorize and summarize comments, but ensuring each comment is considered remains a logistical and substantive challenge. 2. Quality over quantity. While the number of comments can indicate the level of public interest or concern, agencies focus on the substance of comments rather than their quantity. A single, well-reasoned comment presenting new data or analysis can have a significant impact on the rulemaking outcome. 3. Engagement strategies. To maximize the effectiveness of the comment period, agencies may engage in outreach efforts, particularly for rules that affect underserved or hard-to-reach communities, ensuring that the regulatory process is inclusive and equitable. In conclusion, the public comment period is more than a procedural formality. It is a vital mechanism for public participation, allowing for a dynamic interaction between the government and its citizens. It ensures that the regulatory process is not only transparent and accountable, but also informed by the diverse views and expertise of the entire community. Through this process, regulations are not only crafted, but also refined, tested, and legitimized, embodying the democratic ideals at the heart of administrative law. 4. Consideration of comments. The consideration of comments stage is a pivotal phase in the rulemaking process, where agencies engage in a detailed analysis of the feedback received during the public comment period. This phase underscores the interactive nature of the rulemaking process, demonstrating the agency's commitment to considering the views and data provided by the public and stakeholders. Let's explore the key components and significance of this stage. Review and analysis of comments. 1. Systematic review. Agencies undertake a systematic review of all comments received. This involves organizing comments by theme or issue, identifying those that present substantive data, legal arguments, or policy considerations, and separating out form letters or comments that do not substantively address the proposed rule. 2. Analytical assessment. Each substantive comment is analyzed for its potential impact on the rule. This includes evaluating the validity of data presented, the applicability of legal arguments, and the feasibility of suggested alternatives. The agency's staff may include experts in law, economics, science, and other relevant fields, ensuring a comprehensive evaluation of the comments. Conducting additional research. Based on the comments received, an agency may identify areas where additional information or analysis is required. This can lead to further internal research or the commissioning of external studies. The goal is to ensure that the final rule is based on the most accurate and up-to-date information available, reflecting not just the agency's expertise, but also the collective input of the rule's stakeholders. Public hearings. In some cases, agencies may hold public hearings on the proposed rule. These hearings provide a forum for live testimony from stakeholders, offering another layer of engagement and allowing for direct interaction between the agency and the public. Hearings can be particularly valuable in complex or highly contentious rulemakings, offering a platform for clarifying issues, gathering additional perspectives, and demonstrating the agency's openness to public input. Modification of the proposed rule. 1. Revisions based on comments. The agency may revise the proposed rule in response to the comments received. Revisions can range from minor clarifications to significant changes in the rule's provisions. In making these revisions, the agency balances the need to achieve the rule's objectives with the practical considerations and concerns raised by stakeholders. 2. Explanation of changes. When publishing the final rule, the agency must explain how it considered the public comments and justify the changes made. This explanation is critical for transparency, providing a record of the agency's responsiveness to public input and the rationale for its decisions. 3. Rationale for retaining original provisions. If the agency decides not to make changes suggested in the comments, it must provide a reasoned explanation for this decision. This might include why the agency believes the original approach is more effective, why certain suggestions are not feasible, or how the rule aligns with statutory mandates or policy goals. Significance of the consideration of comments stage. This stage is fundamental to the integrity of the rulemaking process, ensuring that regulatory decisions are not made in a vacuum, but are informed by a diverse array of perspectives and information. It reinforces the principle of participatory democracy in administrative law, where public input plays a direct role in shaping policies and regulations that affect society. Moreover, the consideration of comments stage serves to enhance the legitimacy and legal defensibility of the final rule. By thoroughly documenting the consideration of public input and providing clear rationales for decisions made, agencies strengthen the rule's foundation, reducing vulnerability to legal challenges based on procedural grounds or claims of arbitrary and capricious decision-making. In sum, the consideration of comments phase is a testament to the dynamic and responsive nature of the administrative rulemaking process. It reflects a commitment to open government, evidencing an agency's dedication to crafting regulations that are not only effective and efficient, but also equitable and informed by the collective wisdom of the community it serves. 5. Final rule. The culmination of the rulemaking process is the issuance of the final rule, a critical step where the agency formalizes the regulatory action informed by extensive research, public input, and internal deliberation. This stage solidifies the agency's response to the concerns and suggestions raised during the public comment period, demonstrating the rule's legal and policy foundation. Let's delve into the key aspects and implications of the final rule stage. Drafting the final rule. 1. Integration of public input. The agency integrates relevant feedback from the public comment period into the final rule. This might involve revising the rule's language for clarity, adjusting regulatory requirements to address practical concerns, or incorporating alternative approaches suggested by stakeholders that better achieve the rule's objectives. 2. Interagency review. For significant regulations, the draft final rule may undergo review by other parts of the executive branch, including the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, to ensure it aligns with broader policy goals and to assess its economic impact. The preamble. 1. Addressing comments. The preamble to the final rule provides a comprehensive response to the comments received during the public comment period. It categorizes the comments by theme or issue and summarizes the agency's assessment of the feedback, including explanations for adopting or rejecting suggestions. 2. Explaining the rationale. The preamble articulates the rationale behind the rule, detailing the legal and policy considerations that guided the agency's decision-making process. This includes an explanation of how the rule achieves statutory objectives, the evidence and data supporting the rule's provisions, and the expected benefits and impacts of the regulation. 3. Legal and policy justification. The preamble serves as a crucial document for understanding the rule's foundation, providing transparency about the agency's reasoning and the rule's intended outcomes. This section is essential not only for stakeholders to understand the rule's basis, but also for providing a record that can be referenced in future legal challenges or policy discussions. Publication in the Federal Register. 1. Notice to the public. The final rule is published in the Federal Register, providing official notice to the public and stakeholders. This publication includes the full text of the final rule, the preamble, and any supplementary information. 2. Accessibility. Publishing in the Federal Register ensures that the rule is accessible to everyone, maintaining the principles of transparency and openness in the regulatory process. The Federal Register serves as the official journal of the federal government, documenting government actions and regulations. Effective date. 1. Implementation timeline. The final rule includes an effective date, which is typically set 30 to 60 days after publication, although this can vary based on the nature of the rule, statutory requirements, or practical considerations for compliance. This period allows affected parties time to adjust their practices, processes, or operations to comply with the new regulation. 2. Immediate effectiveness. In certain circumstances, such as when addressing urgent public health, safety, or welfare concerns, a rule may be made effective immediately upon publication. These cases require a clear justification for bypassing the typical waiting period. Legal and practical implications. 1. Regulatory compliance. Once effective, the final rule has the force of law, requiring compliance from affected parties. Noncompliance can lead to enforcement actions, including fines, penalties, or other legal consequences. 2. Judicial review. The final rule is subject to judicial review, where parties may challenge its legality or the process by which it was adopted. The preamble's detailed explanation of the rule's rationale and the consideration of comments is pivotal in defending the rule against such challenges. In conclusion, the final rule stage is the definitive action in the rulemaking process, reflecting the agency's commitment to informed and responsive regulation. Through careful consideration of public input and a transparent explanation of the rule's basis and objectives, the agency finalizes a regulation that contributes to the public good, balancing the need for governmental oversight with the interests and concerns of the stakeholders it affects.